This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're still battling fierce weather in the Midwest. The AP's Donna Warder.
Storms throughout the Midwest continued early Wednesday, bringing heavy rain, gusty winds, and tornadoes. Hours earlier, tornadoes were spotted in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, where a Portage resident named Dave tells WZZM he realized he needed to get to a safer part of the house.
I saw the wind blowing from one direction, then immediately turned to another direction. I said, no, that's not right. And then headed for the basement.
At one point, about 50 people were trapped inside a FedEx facility in Portage because of downed power lines. A company spokesperson says they're all okay now. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. held up a shipment of bombs to Israel last week, concerned that Israel was deciding whether to launch a full-scale invasion of Rafah in Gaza. That from a senior administration official. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with developments this morning.
Gaza's vital Rafah crossing remains closed after an Israeli tank brigade seized it on Tuesday. Associated Press journalists heard sporadic explosions and gunfire in the area overnight, including two large blasts early Wednesday. Rafah has been a vital conduit for humanitarian aid since the start of the war and is the only place where people can enter and exit. Israel now controls all of Gaza's border crossings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has the day off today. The federal judge in Florida, presiding over a separate case, his classified documents case, has canceled the May 20th trial date, postponing that trial indefinitely, in part because Donald Trump is still on trial in New York. A FedEx Express Boeing 767 made an emergency landing at Istanbul Airport in Turkey this morning after its front landing gear failed. Everybody's safe. This is AP News. Is Russia trying to kill Ukraine's President Zelensky? The AP's Ben Thomas with what Ukrainian counterintelligence is saying.
Ukraine says it's foiled a Russian plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top military and political figures. Ukraine's State Security Service says two colonels in the State Guard of Ukraine, which protects top officials, have been detained on suspicion of enacting the plan drawn up by Russia's Federal Security Service. They say it called for an attack before Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fifth term. Ukraine claims Russia's efforts to kill Zelensky are not new. In 2022, Zelensky himself said there had been at least 10 attempts to assassinate him. I'm Ben Thomas.
An opinion researcher says an increasing number of Ukrainians feel that the West is tired of Ukraine and allies aren't sending much-needed weapons, but most still believe Ukraine will win the war. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.